walking in his steps, May 21. Buried with him in baptism. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. All who enter upon the new life should understand, prior to their baptism, that the Lord requires the undivided affections. The practicing of the truth is essential. The bearing of fruit testifies to the character of the tree. There is need of a thorough conversion to the truth. There are children, who have been taught from their youth to observe the Sabbath. Some of these are very good children, faithful to duty as far as temporal matters are concerned, but they feel no deep conviction of sin and no need of repentance from sin. As there are no outbreaking sins in their own lives, they flatter themselves they are about right. To these youth I am authorized to say, repent ye and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You are required to repent, believe, and be baptized. Christ was wholly righteous, yet he, the Savior of the world, gave man an example by himself taking the steps which he requires the sinner to take to become a child of God, and heir of heaven. If Christ, the spotless and pure Redeemer of man, condescended to take the steps necessary for the sinner to take in conversion, why should any, with the light of truth shining upon their pathway, hesitate to submit their hearts to God, and in humility confess that they are sinners, and show their faith in the atonement of Christ by words and actions, identifying themselves with those who profess to be his followers? All who study the life of Christ and practice his teachings will become like Christ. Their influence will be like his. They will reveal soundness of character. As they walk in the humble path of obedience, doing the will of God, they exert an influence that tells for the advancement of the cause of God and the healthful purity of his work.